basic sub-basement of the Guys Games and Beer Towers. It's the Guys Games and Beer Podcast, where today we're going to have a long treatise on the evils of wine, women, and heavy metal. All evil.
Yeah. I was thinking all fun. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
All fun.
Very bad. All fun. Yeah.
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 Well, you can see where this podcast is going.
Yeah,
right to hell. I suppose we ought to do something important, like, I don't know. Beer cart!
Wait, pass the beers out quick!
Beer cart, temperance edition.
Wait,
you're welcome.
Temperance edition. We're drinking alcohol.
And dropping things.
Are these two stuffs?
No, they are not. All right.
So,
I love these openers because they look like a butt.
It does look like a butt.
Hey, it's a
butt. All right. So, tonight on Beer Court. Wow. Tonight on Beer Court, something tells me it's going to be a quick one because I don't see any description on here. Let's see if there's a description on here. No, there isn't.
The description is, you've had a fucking beer before.
Wow, I'm serious. There's absolutely no description on this, on the actual six-pack holder or the beer.
We'll have to make up our own.
Lakefront Brewery would like to inform you that this.
Okay,
ale,
but
this
that
beer
said,
is good for everyday.
It is a smash ale by our buddies over at Lakefront Brewery. You know we do all of our buddies at Lakefront Brewery. It's a Hull Melon Hop beer. Hull. I assume that's pronounced just Hull with the umlaut. Hull.
It smells
one
good.
One of those words that get weird.
It does
the
actually
more
smell
you say
good.
It.
There's one thing on the back. Government warning. According to the okay, never mind.
If you're pregnant, you should be drinking this. Unless you live in Wisconsin, in which case you're living on this shit. All right.
At least you should.
It does smell good though.
A single beer.
When you're pregnant.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to say I'm liking this.
Yeah. It does smell better than it tastes, though.
You know, it's a really good ale.
I didn't sniff it.
I can't taste much, but it's probably because I'm sniffing. They're like, it's great. And I'm like,
I wouldn't say it's great, but it's a good, solid ale.
Wait, I smell nothing.
You know something?
This is why they didn't put a description, because it's your... Because
they knew I was going to be sick and not even smell it. All right,
wait, I'm going to see if there's anything online about this.
I like it. It's hoppy, but it's not too hoppy.
No, it's not... It's really not biting at all.
I believe they just relabeled their smash ale, though. I don't think this is a new one. Because I had the smash ale before.
You think this is the same stuff?
Their smash ale is a series, and it changes from time to time.
They did change it a little?
Yes.
Okay.
You can see.
Because a lot of the other labels have all changed from Lakefront over the last few months.
I see. They do have quite a few. No, but they do have quite a few. They have smash ale citra, smash ale lemon drop. You're right. They have a whole selection.
I've had the citra.
Right. This is the Hull Melon.
Let's get the lemon drop.
You know, there's not a lot of info on it, but I gotta say.
I'm gonna have to retry this because I still can't taste anything. Like, literally, I can barely taste the hops even.
Poor guy.
Did it say with the alcohol?
But that means it's not overly hoppy. It's very drinkable. Mm-hmm. This is just a good drinkable beer. What is the,
there's no alcohol.
There's nothing listed on
there's
this.
There's literally, it's like. Look, we're Lakefront. We've been around for 30 years. If you don't know us by now, then get out of Milwaukee.
That's right. You get this shit, you don't like it, who cares?
But you're going to like it.
I got to say, I'm liking this actually.
Mm-hmm.
I have absolutely no complaints about this one.
Or we're in the court.
Oh.
This is one that you could drink, all night.
Yeah, I got a feeling it's probably not that strong. It doesn't taste that strong. I'm going to bet it's in the 4.55 area.
It doesn't say it.
So
it doesn't actually have to.
5.2.
I thought so, but
Maybe not Wisconsin.
Yeah, maybe not.
So.
If it's under 10, they don't have to list it. In fact, you can sell it in the baby juice section. You can just, like,
I'm pretty sure.
That crap right into a pacifier.
That's actually where Tom found this. It was in the,
in the
Gerber baby food.
Exactly, yeah.
When we were in high school, we
Infamol,
could go
baby food.
Light, and I'm pretty sure they just handed it out to people. Like, you can barely get drunk off this. Here you go.
Benjamin in the house!
Hey, Ben! Oh, no, Benjamin. Not
I think
that.
You're our
Benjamin.
Only.
Benjamin.
I think you're our only fan.
I am on YouTube anyway.
Aww.
That's fine.
I'm so lonely.
So lonely. All right. So, verdict, guys.
I enjoy it.
I'm gonna go thumbs up.
Sounds like good.
Yeah, Tyler can't even taste it.
That we
wow. We kind of make this difficult. Okay, so pretty much besides Tyler, we have one abstaining.
It's anonymous.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good with this one.
I'm good. Are you good? We're good.
All right, Judge Rob, pass sentence on this.
Charge one of displaying your melons in public. I find you.
Sexy.
Guilty of being sexy. Very good. Good one, Tyler. He's on his game today. He might be sick, but he's right in
here. It's the NyQuil and the alcohol mixing together.
That's a good mix for us. On charge number two of being ambiguous. Yeah, it's pretty ambiguous. It's just kind of... not saying what it is.
No, you know, it's, yeah.
They could have just put beer on here and a white label and been good, but it's a pretty solid beer.
It's the ambiguous.
You're hereby sentenced to drinking. Death by drinking.
Yeah!
Sucking.
Ah.
Suck the foam. All right, so, Rob, what are we actually talking about tonight?
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, we're talking about games at Rock. We just recently, were... at Man with Power Fest in Madison, and we showed off a few games that rocked, and it kind of brought out this topic because we didn't really talk about it.
Well,
which I was kind of surprised.
You're right. People were more interested in what we were the general systems we were running, not so much in the game.
Yeah, that's kind of weird,
systems.
Right?
So
they're interested in how the hell do I play this?
Yeah, but they didn't seem as interested in the games that were running on them, which I'm a little surprised about.
Because
yeah,
these weren't necessarily gamers, right? Because
that's true.
Power Fest is a
Metal Fest.
It's a Metal Fest. Yeah.
Yeah. There was we had a couple gamers to drop by, but generally
but not
they,
necessarily.
Right.
Yeah.
But most of them were just people off the street type.
Just
thing.
To say, hell, that's hard.
Yeah. Well, we had a few people say that too. But actually, there were a lot of people who saw the Dio reference in.
Were playing it. Holy Diver.
Holy Diver. Right. Which they saw the reference in that game immediately.
It was heavy. It was heavily played. It was just a lot of people were like, "Oh shit, this is hard."
Yeah,
it's
a hard game. Actually.
And it's harder, when you're drinking.
Yeah.
So I was not doing the best. That,
that game was a tough game, actually.
Tough game.
But we'll talk about that some more as we get going here.
Yeah.
So we were at Mad with Power in Madison. This was the first annual Mad with Power with Madison. Really turned out to be quite the
best. I loved it. I, you forget how nice a lot of the metal bands are.
Metal people are fucking...
I was hanging out with one group, probably about
pretty
better
much
than
most
night.
Of the night, dude.
Yeah, we were just sitting there shooting the crap.
Yeah. I'm not a big metal fan, but they are always the nicest people.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough, think, all these
tough...
Well,
kids, too. They're always the nicest.
Yeah, all these tough guys, blah, blah, blah. So,
especially
earlier in the evening with a bunch of big, burly guys, cats and beards and...
Tits.
They were just... Well, some of those, too. But again, just the nicest people. We had just a great time with the whole... The whole crowd was amazing. I mean, they really were. So
yeah, I thought it was really...
Yeah, so the good news is that Mad with Power was a really large success, and if you didn't get a chance to see us this year, sounds like we're going to be there next year at Mad with Power 2. So we'll definitely hawk it when the time comes.
We didn't get uninvited, so
we...
that's...
Thank you!
I mean, that's a success!
Because you weren't there, Laura.
Point well taken. Yeah, we didn't get uninvited. So, so again, we will be doing this again by the sounds of it. Really cool. All right,
good group.
Yeah, so we're going to go around and talk about what we like by way of metal games?
Yeah, let's, we can do that, and then we'll, maybe just generally pool stuff.
All right.
We've got some. I mean, do you want to talk about what we ended up playing, like, a lot
of
games?
Yeah, we
Well, you can talk about that.
Holy shit, yeah, you, me and you kind of, we were kind of the only two, well, we did, no, let's put it this way, we weren't letting other people play it.
Yeah, there were people playing it. It's
yeah, but we just weren't letting other people play it.
The minute it was free, we
no,
like,
no, it was, like, freaking awesome. I hadn't played in ages, which is...
Heavy Metal Geo Matrix on the Dreamcast, which is, it is a great game. It's a lot like Power Stone, but for those of you who are a little bit older, Power Stone's a fast fucking game. Whereas Heavy Metal Geo Matrix is a little bit more plotting, not in a bad way, in a good way. It's a fun game to play. It has a lot of good of the heavy metal
soundtrack.
Yeah, the heavy metal. It's based on the movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not on the original movie, on the second movie, heavy metal movie. It's a ripoff of that. They actually have some artwork from the movie in the game. It's really just a solid blast the other fucker out. Game.
And we hogged it.
Oh, we did.
Completely. It was a...
It was just a lot of fun. I'd forgotten how much fun that game was. So you picked it up specifically for this event.
Yeah.
You found yourself a copy of it online and picked it up again. You'd had it originally.
And then I sold it. Because I'm an idiot. I had a really good copy.
No arguments here.
Now this one, yeah. But,
love you.
Love you too. Inappropriately. Actually.
Say how did you Vidya Gamer first?
How do you do, Vidyagamer?
Vidyagamer, your new setup? Holy fucking
crap,
dude. Yeah,
that thing is awesome.
That, wow.
How the hell did you get that done so quick?
Yeah, really. It takes me forever to do that. That room looks amazing. Mm-hmm. All right, continue.
Anyway, yeah, we were playing
it. Oh, Kelly! Hi, Kelly!
Mel had a rough time with that one.
With the game?
We both got punched.
We both got punched. That's because she rage quit.
She was smashed. She was smashed playing Heavy Metal Geo Matrix.
Yeah,
so you kind of got to remember what the buttons do, and she was in no condition to
do
that.
Well, she lives close.
She didn't have to drive home, exactly. She rage quit the game a couple of times.
Yeah, twice, yeah, right?
Yeah.
So funny.
She smashed. But yeah, we were monsters on that game. It was good. Davis!
I'm sorry, I'm giving shout-outs to all the people who are joining us on the Facebook page.
Welcome to the Attention Deficit Disorder podcast.
ADD? Us? No, we never ADD.
Sure.
Wow, that's a weird. Vidya Gamer's actually on the Facebook, not on the YouTube.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Heavy Metal Geo Matrix, good game, solid, nice graphics. It dates well. Somebody even said that. They came up and said, that's a retro game? It's like, well, yeah.
That's retro.
It's one of the early 3D games, you know.
What, 14 years old, 15 years old?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
No, it's older than that.
1999.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah,
it's older
than that.
It's 18 years old, so...
Yeah. So, I mean, it almost makes it there, and it's close enough. I mean, it's good stuff. I mean, it really does still look good. I mean, it's amazing how good the Dreamcast looks. I wasn't even running the VGA upscaler.
No, you were doing Skate Composite out.
Yeah, it looked good.
It looks freaking awesome. Good. And here's the thing. The gameplay. I mean, it's, yeah, graphically, it's held up nicely as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the gameplay on that game, like you said, besides being, you know, it's not as twitch as a lot of games. It's more...
But, I mean, you know, there were Twitch games there at that time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is
there were.
Literally.
But I like the fact it wasn't. I mean, there was a little strategy involved in it, you know, depending on...
A little time to think about what's going on.
Yeah.
Run around like an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've got a sword.
Yeah, if you have a sword, run away! So, just a really well-designed game. You know, with enough options to keep it interesting. Game balancing is fairly good, depending on who you're playing against. It was pretty well done.
I enjoyed it.
Actually, I shouldn't say...
I have very little complaint about that game.
I shouldn't say the game balance. The slower characters, the heavy characters, I think should have had more armor ability because I felt that they were really slow on the attack, did not do enough damage.
If you didn't keep them at a range, you'd have problems.
Well, yeah, but the big characters...
But I was able to
call
people
out.
I was using a fairly heavy character. I was able to keep out of distance well enough. Just by flying around and not letting him hit me and being a big chicken shit.
Well, hey, that's...
It's kind of funny because the biggest character, you kind of play him as a chicken shit. You run around.
You almost have to.
Yeah.
You really do because, you know, they weren't as armored as I think they should have been.
Welcome to the Heavy Metal Geo Matrix podcast.
No. You know, it's a good game. If you have not played it, if you have a Dreamcast, I strongly suggest getting a copy of it.
Easily.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's... It's not the most uncommon game ever, but it's still pretty rare.
Yeah, you're not gonna find it cheap.
No, really. Unfortunately, you're not.
In the 20-30 buck range, but
yeah, but it's it, you know, it's a well worth the investment.
Yep.
So I mean, I would definitely say if you don't have a copy, you should get a copy and add it to your library.
Oh, definitely. If you got a Dreamcast, you should have that game. There's no question. It's one of the better games for it, and that's on a platform that has a lot of good games. So
it's true.
Mm. Yeah. So definitely. Definitely worth picking up. All right, so I'm going to talk about something I bought but was unable to demo because somebody decided to F for out one of my systems. But
turn it off.
So the devil's work. I went through the work to find a game called Motorhead, which only came out on the Commodore platform. It came out on the Amiga system. It is a game based on the band Motorhead with Lemmy as the main character. It's a freaking amazing beat-em-up game.
Huh.
Lemmy is basically fighting his way through all the different music genres, beating the shit out of... I think he starts out in the rap section, beating up rappers, goes to the country western bar and beats up country western people, goes to the goth club and beats up... It's an amazing game. Plays well, great graphics. Again, they did just a perfect job on this. It's a weird game, so... Lemmy,
it's weird that Motorhead got their own game.
Well, Lemmy in particular. So Lemmy got really famous in England for a while. And this came out of Virgin out of England.
Lemmy.
Didn't hear about turning your ringer off during a podcast?
It was off. It was an alarm for some reason.
Wow, okay, even better. So, but...
Come up with an excuse to get on a podcast.
If you get a chance, check out the... there's some playthrough video of the game online. The game is graphically really well done, and overall just a fun beat-em-up. So I bought my CD32 because I thought, oh, CD32 is kind of cool, kind of rare, people want to see it. And somebody decided to F with it as we were setting up. I walked away for a bit and corrupted the solid-state drive I had in it. Yeah, because I updated mine with solid-state drive. Solid-state drives on old computers do not like to be turned off while they're doing writing or reading. So I imagine it was doing some writing or reading and somebody turned it off or unplugged it or did something.
Because the operating system doesn't know how to tell it to stop doing that.
Correct, while it's doing it. So it left. So needless to say, I have to revalidate my solid-state drive on that system. But yeah, exactly.
Plenty of write cache, but Amiga doesn't know how to use it.
Exactly it. Thank you. You know, let's see. You're taking a system from, you know, the 90s and putting a solid state drive in it. Yeah, they don't behave too well. So, oops. So, yeah. So, I got to rewrite the drive. But if you get a chance to check out this game, it is really, really a good game. It only came out on the Amiga. It was originally for the Amiga system. I was going to do it on a CD32 because I had a 1200 set up on my SX1. It plays really, really well. I mean, it's just a fun game. And it's kind of cool because, I mean, like I said, they literally go through all the different genres of the time. Rap, country,
and kill them all.
There's a ska section.
Oh, really?
A bunch of skinheads. Well, you figure about the time this came out, that would still have been going on in England. I mean, it was really kind of cool. Goth.
Scott was still around at the time this game
Scott
came out.
Scott wasn't dead.
Scott was not dead yet. So it's cool as he fights his way. And again, so the game came out about 25 years ago. And it's just hilarious because it's, again, to have Lemmy as a main character is really weird as heck.
Yeah.
But awesome.
Or awesome. But he goes around and, you know, just beats the crap out of people with a guitar, breathes on them, and they fall over. I mean, it's got some really cool features.
This sounds like nothing but win to me.
It really is. It's a win-win game. So if you don't have access to an Amiga, I'm going to try an emulator. It's well worth setting an emulator up just to play that game. It's that fun. All right. How about you? Metal games?
Well, it really depends on what you want here. Now, do you just want metal soundtrack, or do you want metal games?
We showed Crypt Killer, which Crypt Killer qualifies as a metal game. Not necessarily a metal soundtrack, but what a metal game. Continue.
There's the very low-hanging, obvious fruit of Brutal Legend, which is a great game.
Yeah. Now, we did not demo that game.
Yeah, we thought about it. It came up in discussion. Because it's good.
It's a great game. I mean, all the cheesy stuff, but it's cheesy in all the right ways. It's really enjoyable. Has a lot of great characters. I mean, like, Lemmy's in that one.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, a lot of people. It's awesome.
And actually surprisingly pretty fun.
And Rock and Roll Racing.
And then you also have things with like good soundtracks like Twisted Metal Black and
Don't take everybody's.
Yeah, well, I said two.
Because they had the great soundtrack. I remember playing the game just to sit there and listen to Rob Zombie Dracula and stuff. And yeah,
Dracula, or as everyone from the 90s knows it, that song that was in every racing game.
Yes.
Hot Wheels Racers, Dracula. Grand Theft Auto 2, Dracula, and the list goes on.
There's a little bit of Satan in every game.
Aww. It's true.
Aww.
I'm going to Rob Zombie's haunted house in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, in October.
Okay,
we
that's fucking amazing.
Well, if they don't play Dracula there, then it's a waste of time.
Rob Zombie is playing.
Is he playing Dracula?
I
would bet money. I would bet money he will.
Well, yeah, probably. That makes sense.
Anyway.
All right. So, all right. Ryan, how about you?
I brought...
Oh, man, you brought, like, an...
He bought Show and Tell.
Wow. Shit.
I brought Way of the Warrior for the 3DO.
Wow,
not
you are going
game,
deep.
The entire soundtrack is Rob Zombie, White Zombie's Sexorcisto Volume 2 or whatever. It's
right.
Like during every match of the game.
Do me a favor, bring that up to the camera. I want people to see that, because that
you
went...
Ryan dug
you went fucking
for
deep
one,
for this
yeah.
one, dude.
Yep. So having a whole soundtrack of White Zombie, I think that makes it metal. I mean,
damn,
it's an early motion capture, not motion
FMV?
Capture, but like where
FMV.
They capture the people.
Oh, it's a motion.
Almost
is
like
a motion?
A Mortal Kombat.
Oh, motion capture. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was made by Naughty Dog.
Oh, really?
Which actually
bankrupted
them. The wiki says it only cost them $100,000 to make this game, which means
back in what?
100,000
or something like that.
94.
They probably spent half of that getting the soundtrack rights, I would think.
Yeah,
and then
right.
They
like
shit
they,
out.
They
three
even said
Crash
like
Bandicoot games.
The characters like
own.
Friends.
Yeah.
Friends
they were
of theirs.
The gold.
The characters like friends of theirs that they dressed up because they couldn't hire a real
actor.
Oh, can I see?
So,
yeah, so this guy isn't like an actor that's all beefed up. He's just some random guy.
Yeah, just a random friend of ours.
I mean,
this is
not. It didn't play quite as good as the Mortal Kombat series, but it did have that. like, if
like
as you get it far away from each other, kind of zoomed out a little bit. I don't know what that's considered. Zooming?
Roto? No, it's not roto, is it?
No, rotoscoping is when
rotoscoping itself, right?
So that way you can see more of the play field. But no, in college, we played it. Crap ton of this game. Just, it was dumb, fun.
We had to play that goofy,
silly characters.
Do you have your 3DO set up for the weekend?
I will set it up.
Set your 3DO up for the weekend.
Yeah. I'm buying it under 17, so this is a free USERSB, because it's got a different type of logo.
It's got to be. I mean, 3DO, I mean, that goes back, so yeah.
So.
Was that their own, or was that put on? ESRB's... No, that's industry, right?
That's industry-wide,
yeah. So,
yeah.
So it makes no sense.
Yeah, but it's previous. Okay, so MP402. The beer is right here. You missed beer court.
We
already reviewed this beer.
And
well, they did.
Drunk.
I couldn't.
Oh.
It's good.
It
you
is
like
good.
It. Especially Tyler.
Tyler, who couldn't taste a drink, finished his first.
He couldn't even smell anything.
And he just chugged it down.
It was like water. So, yeah. All right, so, Laura, how about you? What you got?
Well, I'm going to go kind of lame, but Guitar Hero, the Metallica version of Guitar Hero.
That's not lame. That's
metal.
That's pretty much all metal through the entire game.
Because I am not a huge Metallica fan, but I do love Guitar Hero. Like, I just love it. I still play it. Like, it's like the one game that I'm still like, you know, hook up my PS2 to play Guitar Hero. So, you know, it's cool. And it's all metal. Because it's the Metallica version.
Yeah, that's, you know something, and that is a good one. Actually, and we thought about it, and we didn't do it this time. Maybe next year we will do it. Only because of space concerns. There is a Guitar Hero VR.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it looks amazing. You stand on fucking stage and you play and you got the crowd and your idea is to excite the crowd as you play.
I mean that.
And as you know, if you play well, the crowd gets more excited.
I would throw up to play that game.
So no, it looks fucking awesome.
In the later versions, you have to bite bats' heads off.
Yeah.
You gotta
tee
on the audience.
No,
yeah, that's amazing.
No, not really. You could if you wanted to.
That's
sure.
Awesome.
It's VR, but the game does look really good. But the whole thing is we were a little concerned about space,
right?
So we opted not to this
year.
Next year, now that we know what the crowd's like, we might.
Guitar Hero is one of my favorite games.
Mm.
It's just so much fun. It's just something that you can easily pick up and play a quick game of and then put it down and never think about it again.
Right, which is, you again, I love that kind of game. You know that.
Right, Matthew?
So it's not exactly metal, but Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. It's pretty great. It's a fun game. Like I said, not metal. Musical.
It has music in it.
So it's like every
but
game.
It's we've talked about it before on the pod. And it is
Michael Jackson is as metal as Matt gets.
And I don't even listen to Michael Jackson, that's the best part.
Slash actually play guitar for Michael Jackson a couple songs.
Who?
Slash.
Sure.
Perfect. Perfect.
Why not?
He knew that.
Why not?
He knew that.
I just love bringing up this game any chance I get. because it's fucking ridiculous.
You have to save the children, right?
You have to run up and touch the children to save them.
And they go, Michael.
And he goes,
they do.
And at the beginning of every level, a splash screen of Michael Jackson comes up on the screen and he goes,
no!
Like, every level. It's ridiculous.
And he kicks Glitter.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said he kicked Glitter.
You know what's great about that game? Glitter is a three-person. You can have three Michael Jacksons on the screen at one time.
We've done it. It's fucking awesome.
Touching all them children's.
Yeah, no. I don't have any other really good examples, especially because Laura was like, Guitar Hero. And I was like, right.
You could have been Rock Band.
I was going to do Twisted Metal, but somebody already said it.
Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, I just love talking about it whenever I can because it's fucking ridiculous. It may not be metal, but it's
ridiculous.
You could
have sounded sarcastic and like Metal Slug.
Well, I could have.
Metal Gear Solid.
Ooh,
yeah.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
That's a shout,
Tyler. Well, we just lost. Go on, due to the touching children mention.
That was also.
Oh, come on.
That was also.
Just kidding.
Don't say they've made it this far into the podcast.
Right.
Yeah, for real. Those are also two games that I haven't played. So.
Any of them?
I haven't. I've played like 3 hours of Metal Gear Solid 4.
That's a long time.
No, it's not. Not for how long that game is.
Do you have a PlayStation 1?
No.
I do.
I'm going to borrow you mine so you can play Metal Gear Solid.
I'm down.
Because I'm so disappointed in you.
I have a PlayStation 1. Nobody asked me.
No
one cares about you, Laura.
Rob gave it to me.
See?
Wow. So evidently Rob cares.
Yeah, at least somebody cares.
You don't have to lie to her.
A bit. Much as I ever care about him.
He always liked
him. But I do love beer. So, there's some caring.
Okay, speaking of beer, I still have some beer. It's a friend of mine's beer here.
This is really good. It's really
drinkable.
You know
something? It's just really drinkable. That's it. I mean...
Sad that that's like a high compliment for a beer.
Oh, hell yeah. Somebody mentioned Broforce.
Drinkable.
Broforce.
As in the heavy metal game. What a great one.
Yeah.
That is good. I like that.
I don't remember that one.
That's when we can bring that up Saturday too.
Well, so whoa. Tell me more about Broforce.
Broforce is a like an 8-bit style 4-player run around, shoot people. Every time you die, you come back as like a 80s or 90s like action star.
Oh, I thought you just had a big circle.
It is hilarious.
Yeah,
it is good.
Iron Maiden released a video game. Ed Hunter or whatever.
Oh yeah,
I totally forgot.
I didn't think too much of it. It was okay, but.
Broforce.
Oh yeah, that's it. That even sounds. Like...
Okay, Bear Force.
That's ridiculous.
I just imagine
Ben,
be
Bear
like,
Force
Bro,
One is a completely
like,
different
game.
You
use a real name, but you come out as like the Terminator.
Not one that he wouldn't play mine.
Chuck
but
Norris,
a completely different
like,
game.
Bruce Lee.
And
was
each
one of them.
Each character has their own like weapon or attack. You know,
more
special
skin.
Yeah,
I'm watching
awesome.
the trailer for it on
Brutal.
Steam right now.
Wow, is it that
more bug fixes?
poor man's Expendables.
Yeah, more or less. It is a bit like
you want something that's
poor man's Expendables.
Here you go.
Yes. Oh, that was special.
That was special.
If I remember right, as long as everyone's still alive, you can keep going. You know, it's one of those type of games.
Looks like Penny or
Penny. I like that game a lot. The terrain being destructible makes it excellent,
oh, yeah,
too, because, you know, instead of showing people like the standard side-scrolling platform where you can just blow everything the fuck out underneath them and the whole thing will collapse. It's awesome. God, that's good. That game is good.
I have not played that.
Well, you really need to play it. Yeah, it's on Steam. Yeah, it's dirt cheap. All right. Generally.
I will have to see
if I can get... Just like me.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah. I will definitely have to see if I can find a copy of that. All right. So, I think we've pretty well wrapped up.
Laura! Really, I'm sorry about the don't care thing. You don't need to sit there and brood.
I'm crying inside.
Wait, you gave her a PlayStation! I'm thinking that's kind of love.
That is love.
Man.
I mean, it's PSX.
X.
Yeah, for generation.
PS.
I don't call them PS1 because the PS1's a, again, we've
We had a discussion about this.
We have more naming conventions. Exactly. PSX, the original X.
That's your X's PlayStation. Well, I used to have a PlayStation. But bitch took it.
Yeah, so that's my PSX.
Larry Davis says Death Chase.
Death Chase!
Drunken Larry!
Okay, Drunken Larry's in the house. The Death Chase is a cool game, and it's metal from the standpoint it came out in the early 80s. So the original game at the arcades had no soundtrack because it's like one of the first video games or early video games in like 82-ish, maybe even earlier. No soundtrack. Basically, not much sound. You know, as you push down
like
the pedal.
Was it like a crazy noise for when you ran over the...
Yeah, but I mean...
Like,
but,
just like...
Yeah.
8-bit... Those it's little kind of early...
Yeah, 8-bit noise, exactly.
A squish.
Really early 8-bit noises. You know, again, metal from the standpoint, if you think metal is... Let's see, I'm going to run over people and little gravestones are going to pop up. And by gravestones, I mean crosses. I mean, that's kind of metal.
That sounds like metal to me.
Well, you know.
And then you run over
like
the gravestone old, just
that's
as
like,
an insult.
Now we just talked about
metal people. They're kind of all big pussy cats. They look kind of mean and evil. They're all big pussy cats.
Yeah, but they have a persona.
Yeah, big pussy cat is my persona that comes up. That or bear.
Yeah.
Take your choice. I think they'd go with Big Pussy Cat before they're going to go with Bear. Okay?
Well, thanks. Hey.
There might be some.
I am sure
there were a few bears in that crowd, okay? Just going to put it out there.
I got a little honey.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't we do that there? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, we were doing it.
Yeah, we were doing that.
We weren't drinking at all.
No. We never drink at events.
Dude, Boo Boo and Yogi. That good stuff.
There were more than a few bears there, I'm sure. All right, so Rob, what is our next topic?
All right, let me mention Journey Escape, which Darlene was the only one who knew how to play, and we didn't have her with.
Oh, and by the way, yeah, not only is Darlene the only one to play it, so we set this up thinking, hey, Atari 2600, one of the early music-related games, Journey, nobody had a fucking clue how to play the game.
Isn't it 4 stages?
Who the fuck knows? Nobody had a clue how to play the game.
Nobody was there.
No, you looked at the game and was like, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing?
Darlene taught me it once. And then, because I never had the manual.
No, I mean, honestly,
either.
Had no clue how that game played.
There's no internet back then. You just, if you didn't have the manual, you just looked at the game and tried to figure it out. And it's like, fuck this, I can't figure it out.
Manuals back then were like 2.5 pages, though.
Yeah, but
they could take actual
information, though, on how to play the game. I mean, it was, yeah.
Yeah, so, that game was weird. I mean, just no clue what to do on that game.
True.
But, again, early example of, bands and music and video games teaming up. So... All right, so Rob, what is our next topic, actually?
It's what we've been playing. We did we wanted what's out one.
That's a good topic, because I'm good with what's out right now.
apparently no internet at the show. Yeah, yeah. We were drunk.
Yeah, you really did not want us live tweeting from the show, trust me.
No, he's, I think about the manual.
Also, you wouldn't want us, we could have found it if we wanted to.
That's work, though. Who wants to do that?
Yeah, well, then, again, like
that sounds like work and or research, neither of which.
We're known for?
And say, have you watched? Is this your first episode?
No.
Yeah, that is not how this works.
Far from it.
All right, so
what we've been playing. Well, how about it, Tom?
All right, I hate to say this, because I said it last time when we were playing. I'm still playing Wands. I love the VR game Wands. It's freaking amazing. If you haven't played it yet, it's on multiple platforms. I'm playing it on the VR Gear, which is the Oculus-based system for your Samsung phone. The game just plays freaking awesome. They've done a really good job. The online play is perfect. You know, it's not a terribly expensive game. It's kind of a steampunk meets Harry Potter game. Oh, it's really good. You design your own.
The worst game in the world. I'm like, ooh, steampunk.
Yeah. You design your own wands with multiple types of spells, and as you improve through the classes, you get more spells.
Oh my god.
And then you go out and you duel, and it's basically a wand dueling game. Their overall scenes are really well done. Because it's this the Oculus version, because of the limited control capabilities, I like what they've done. I use the Oculus controller with it. I'm sorry, the Oculus Gear VR controller with it, which is basically a little less than a normal controller. It's basically just a G sensor and accelerometer, but it works really well. I mean, if I take my wand and literally turn my hand, it turns with it. Point, it works perfectly. I love what they've done for the motion detection. Instead of actually having you move around, every wand has to have a teleport spell. So you teleport from point to point in whatever environment you're in, and it really works well. The game just plays exceptionally well. The overall competition is great. The matching on the competition could be a little bit better. I understand because maybe of the limited number of players, they will match much higher opponents to much lower opponents. But that being said, if you're the lower opponent, they're going to give you a bitch load more experience for challenging a higher opponent. So that kind of balances out that way. You're going to lose, but you're going to gain a bitch load of points by losing to somebody who plays that well.
Basically, what I'm hearing from this is Tom just loses at this game all the time.
No, I'm actually really good at this. What's the problem?
I'm
actually ranked really well on it. That's the
problem.
I was just
going to say, that's why he really likes it, because it's catered to people who aren't good at
exactly,
games, you know?
I get paired against a whole bunch of newbies, and I just love killing them immediately. the game plays really well.
Games are better when you're playing against somebody who hasn't figured out how to move.
Exactly. Oh wait, you can't move.
See, I don't like that because I'm always the one that's like, oh, what do I do?
But the
Body Cadaver next.
but again. It's cool. So basically, you've got your controller, and you can you bring up a circular menu. You pick the spell you want to cast, drops back down, and you cast it. It really works exceptionally well. The game is just well done. I mean, graphics are gorgeous. The 3D environments are rich and have a lot of depth to them. There are little tricks and tips that you can do on every depth. I'm sorry, on every level, it's like, okay, if I hang out here, I get this and this protection without having to spend any, you know, experience to get to it. They've done a really good job on the overall platform.
I think you're smitten with this game.
I am smitten.
I'm surprised we haven't had the devs on. I'm surprised you haven't gone and got it.
You know, I probably should get a hold of them, because the game is that good. I would love to get the devs on this game. It plays on.
We haven't done a dev episode.
No, we haven't. It plays on other platforms, but on the Gear VR, it's particularly good.
Huh.
So, and again, for, you know, I'm always looking for good. So I picked up the controller for the Gear VR, their motion controller, and it really makes a big difference on that to start with. The gun games are all pretty much the fucking same. You know, you play one, you play a thousand of them, you know, quick draw, blah, blah, blah. They all feel the same. This game has a really good feel to it. And a big part of the feel that they've done to it is the motion. Again, the teleporting from, you know, point to point to point.
The motion with his wands?
I,
he said, know what he's saying. They should.
Hey, the motion with my wand is what it's all about. Just gonna put that out there.
It's not the size of the prize, it's the motion in the ocean. Or whatever the hell they say.
I don't know.
You're combining multiple.
I think you are mixing your motions here.
But anyway, yeah.
But again, good game, well worth looking at. If you don't, it's on multiple platforms, but plays really well on Gear VR.
Alright. What I'm playing isn't new, but I've been playing Overwatch.
more Overwatch.
It's fun. They changed some stuff. Yeah, they just made some changes, and I've been really enjoying
it. I still haven't played Deathmatch yet. I'm looking forward to it.
It's not bad, actually. It did pretty well when I played it. The changes they made to Jarvan.
Yeah, they had a Deathmatch.
You don't have to play as a team?
No.
No.
Aww.
They have 4-player and 8-player.
Brian doesn't have any friends, so he doesn't like Overwatch.
He has friends, but... You don't ever play at the same time, yeah.
But no, I've been playing that, enjoying it. Changes Junkrat I really like. I get 2 concussion mines, and I was just doing very well with it.
Yeah, he's pissing people off in short.
Yeah, pretty much. That or I get really crappy teams, and I get all gold medals with Orisa, and I'm like, I'm the tank. I shouldn't be doing this. Especially with her. Like, with D.Va, I can understand. It was really bad.
She's just... Shield.
She's a shield. She's a shield.
She shouldn't be getting gold in anything.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was pretty bad. But
it's Overwatch talk. Guys, games are
here. We're just playing that, enjoying the changes they make. I'm looking forward to the changes they make to D.Va, because I love me some D.Va.
What are they doing to D.Va?
They're dropping the amount of her that she has for her defense matrix, so she can't do it as much.
Okay.
But she can shoot when she flies, and then she also has missiles now.
Hey, that's a plus.
That's great, because I don't use the defense matrix ever.
Really?
Yeah, that's why you're bad with
D.Va.
Awesome with D.Va. That's the weird thing. As I'm just like, I'll just do a little rush in, pull myself up. Okay, time for a new mech.
Well, I'm really excited about this because I play D.Va very, very aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where it's almost a flaw.
Yeah.
But I still do well.
You don't charge it in?
Just charge it.
Don't use
it.
People do not use it.
No.
You do not see people charging a lot, but when you do,
D.Va
can be devastating.
And it's the way it's
See, now you got me into it, damn it.
Sorry, Rob.
Yeah.
Well, wait, no, I'm not.
It's fine.
I love charging with D.Va. It's so funny.
How about
D.Va? What are you? Oh God, I'm dead.
Also, November's getting closer, so I'm really excited about Battlefront.
You play a lot of that fucking.
Oh game. My God, so excited! It looks so good too.
Yes.
Because it's so cool.
Waiting for viewers. No.
Ryan.
Oh, my turn.
You don't get a turn. No,
Skip. Laura.
No.
I'm continuing my gaming on the cheap, because just don't feel like buying anything right now.
So beat
the
kids
out of
games. Yeah, buy the cheap, yes.
But you do buy stuff.
I'm taking advantage of my PlayStation Plus library, and with Game of Thrones being over, I decided that since that was in my PlayStation Plus, the Game of Thrones Telltale series, I decided to pick that up, even though it's been out for a few years.
What is the Game of Thrones Telltale series?
Telltale's a developer.
Those like the point and click kind of like you listen to the people talk, you make decisions.
There's a little bit,
not a lot of action, but you know, got to walk around and look and touch, click on icons. So
no, don't do it.
I'm still working on episode 1. The game kind of takes place right as the Red Wedding occurs, right around that time, and you are playing.
No spoilers, Ryan.
Spoilers.
I'm like 20 minutes into it.
It's called the Red Wedding because everyone wears red, right?
Yeah. Everyone wears red.
And then the bride gets really mad because they're all dressed like
so her face is red.
And you're a family from the north, so you're pretty much playing families that might have been loyal to Starks.
To me dying.
And then somebody shows up with a Confederate flag and everybody gets all pissed off. Oh.
That's real life.
That's where half I got playing.
That's a different red one.
It's not a game.
The other half, the recent playing, is still Shadows of Mordor.
That's a great game.
I really should beat them at some point. Yeah.
I know, right? Is it one
like
games?
Right at the end of the game, and I'm just like, I already
Whoa!
But I just
we gotta bring that up.
Yeah.
Oh So I've avenged Rob's death. I think you avenged.
I avenged Bath's death, which is a bitch because he was like way higher than I was in the game. So I made a beeline to go avenge Matt.
I have all of
cooked like three times. Cooked like three times trying to. I did eventually avenge his death, but then that gave Ryan a whole bunch of vengeance.
Yeah, no, I am at the end game. I have literally everything maxed out. It's been Shadow of Mordor.
Oh.
Once you get to the end of the game, like, the first half of the game is really hard because you're still, like, figuring out how to play the game and, like, getting your style figured out and all that stuff. But, like, as you get towards the end of the game, it starts to get really easy because you're basically a fucking god. You're like a fucking demigod running around Mordor. So it's just ridiculous. You can still, like, get killed fairly easily if you're not careful, but if you are careful and you employ your skills effectively, like, you're just mowing down, like, hundreds of orcs in one fight. It's fucking stupid, but it's awesome.
One of the gameplay mechanics I like is the fact that if there are, like, 20 guys around you, they're not all beating you up. You get a chance to actually, like, counterattack whoever, what is he, hit, like, Y or something like that, and you then focus on the next guy who's just about to beat the crap out of you.
Well, what's really nice is you actually can have multiple enemies try to attack you at the same time, but if you're high enough level, it gives you the opportunity to counter all of them simultaneously.
See, I haven't made it
so
that
what
far.
Happens is your regular form blocks one, and then your ghost form splits off from your body and blocks the other guys and hurts them, and it's very cool. Wraith form, not ghost. He's a wraith. Not a ghost.
I was gonna say.
Plus you get Gollum that comes over as well.
Yeah.
And some of these other guys. I think it's...
No, it's a good game.
The story that goes throughout the game seems pretty good. I just don't like dying because then, like, all the orcs...
Oh, God, it's so annoying!
They replace all the captains with whoever beat you. And,
yeah, I'm literally at the point where I have all of the... I'm at the very end of the game. I have control of all of the, like, super high up orcs, and now I just need to go and do the last missions. But I'm just like,
okay.
I don't wanna, because I'm lazy. So,
I would say that's a good. What did we pay? $3 or $5? That was.
You couldn't go wrong for that.
That's when we all, like, jumped on Steam.
I bought it that same day.
Yeah.
No, we did. He literally was talking about it during the show. It's like,
well,
I got it now. I got it now.
I got the Game of the Year edition for like $40 a couple of years ago, and I've been slowly making my way through it.
Yeah. I wonder if the price is, they want people to keep playing it because isn't the next one about to come?
Yeah.
Shadow of War?
Yep. Shadow of War. And that game looks fucking awesome!
So I will wait 3 years to buy the $5.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm going to wait until the Game of the Year edition comes out again. It's not a game where, like, you need to get it right away. Because there's, like, a player base,
Didn't that game originally come out as, like, a lower price point game for PS4, PS3?
No.
I thought it was, like,
it was
four-year.
Full price.
Or did it drop really quick?
It probably dropped pretty quickly.
Because I said you could beat it, like, for people who just wanted to rush through it, they could beat it in, like, 8 or 10 hours.
Yeah.
Here I'm, like, 8 or 10 hours, and I still only see half the map.
I'm at 40 hours.
The podcast,
I still have
like
more than I could
do. We're just, like, in Mortar talk. That's it. I've lost it.
I was going to say it like...
I was going to say that was in depth.
We were talking about Overwatch before.
Yeah, let's continue on.
20 minutes of Overwatch.
This is the longest... What have we been playing?
I know, right?
What have you been playing?
Apparently we're all playing the same crap.
I have not been playing a whole lot. I just downloaded Wheel of Fortune for my Android.
Nice.
So I've been playing Wheel of Fortune pretty much.
Pet Sajak, white supremacist in the game, too? Or
whoa!
Oh!
I haven't gotten to that part yet.
There's a story mode.
Four letters.
Ends in Z-I.
What's the first letter? K.
You win!
Oh, no, it's a vowel.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it's a consonant. I don't know vowels from consonants.
Received public schools, then it's fine.
Yeah, that's right.
So, all right, so...
Wheel of Fortune, and then on Friday night, played a new-to-me game, Sushi Go, which is a card game,
ooh,
and I had never played before.
You got me. And you got me my first copy of Sushi Go. Ages ago.
I never played that.
It was a lot
of fun. Dude, it was a long time ago you got it.
Once, Tyler and I
for
played
Christmas
it.
One year.
Freaking
awesome game.
It's a good game.
Tyler and I played it on Friday with some other people, and it was, we had never played before, and at first it was like, this is weird and kind of lame. But then once you get into it, because it goes really fast.
It does sound lame when you're reading the rules, but it's actually
fun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And once Tyler stopped slowing up the whole game.
No. Someone else messed up because they gave me too many cards. Because we weren't all going at the same time, so we were just, like, throwing cards. I'm like, where are they?
We were all going fast, except for Tyler was, like, taking his time and trying to strategize.
So I came in second the first one.
Anyway, it was fun. I didn't play it before.
No, good call. That's a really
good
game.
I got it from
game.
Walgreens, so apparently Walgreens has games, like board games, but nobody buys them, so they eventually get put in the clearance section. So I got Forbidden Island for $3.99. And Sushi Go for $5.
Wow.
So, all right.
They also make you hungry.
Yes, we really wanted sushi after. We couldn't stop talking about it.
Yeah, that'll kind of do it to you. Yeah. All right, Matt, how about you?
I have actually been playing the show out of Destiny. Because I had not had it at all. Then I got an Xbox for Christmas. And then the like full package game went on sale for $30. So Destiny and Rise of Iron and The Taken King
for 30?
For $30. That was a couple. That was a month or two
ago. I got Destiny and I think I put an hour into it. Not even.
I'm level 24, so
I didn't auto up your characters to.
Fuck
40.
That! I want the experience.
No,
I don't buy the game to auto level.
I maxed my one character and then just kind of quickly maxed.
Oh yeah,
I mean, if I had already played it, then I
would have just
and a 40, and I waited to do those until I actually hit 40. I'm like, I'm not gonna waste and get two levels. I'm gonna save this code for another character.
Yeah. So I've been playing that, really enjoying it. Which, I mean, makes sense. Everyone's been talking about how Destiny's, like, really good for, you know, like, 3 years. Just in time for Destiny 2, right?
It just got good in time for
Destiny 2.
Literally. Oh, nice.
It released in Australia already.
Well, fuck the Australians.
Wow. We just lost all of our Australian fans,
yeah, man. He's done that before. What do you have against Australians, really?
I don't know.
They're all criminals.
Okay, that might be it. That might be it.
The white ones are.
Oh!
Yes, they are.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
That was actually pretty accurate.
Yeah,
it was.
Pretty accurate.
You're going to hit mouthful of spiders and other deadly things from Australia.
Just send those to Matt. And
yeah,
guys,
not
to
Tyler.
The rest of us don't have issues with Australia.
Yeah, we are fine with Australians. Matt, on the other hand, send it to matt@guysgamesandbeer.com.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any problems with Australians
or
either. Kangaroo fuckers. What?
Dude, if you can fuck a kangaroo, like, you got some skills.
Damn!
In the face.
I'm pretty
you
sure.
You don't get a say in what happens with the kangaroo.
Given enough time and willpower, you can fuck just about anything.
That's true. That's true.
Wow. Well, this is kind of going off the rails fast. I suggest we get off of kangaroo fucking and go back to the topic at hand.
Welcome to Guys, Games, and Beer, the kangaroo fucking podcast.
Let's just start
That's
this
another
whole
thing
over
about
again.
Fucking I did. I did that.
Let's just start the podcast over.
He's getting Vegemite. Oh, no.
It's my trash can that'll be eating
it.
From what I understand, it's garbage paste, is what it is.
I've never had
Well, there's really
no,
blasted.
No, Tyler had the right
idea.
Vegemite is lube.
There you go. To the kangaroo.
Right.
Otherwise, it's going in dry. We're going in dry.
Aww.
Good night, Mike.
God.
We're gonna get an angry email from PETA pretty soon.
Who cares? It's PETA.
Why don't you go kill more pets, PETA? Go fuck yourselves.
All right.
That's a strong message.
So,
that we're the most off topic.
Yeah, we could not go much more off the road.
So here we
then see we've gone off.
The kangaroo in its natural habitat, my bedroom.
Crawls deep in Rob's ass.
Oh, God.
You don't fuck a kangaroo. Kangaroo fucks you.
Wow, okay.
Power bottom kangaroos.
Yeah.
And then take a nap in the pouch after.
It's just so secure and warm.
It's true. It's like him in the womb. It is a womb. She's not for you. Get out of there. It's for Joey.
Comments like that are what got our advertisement banned. We actually got our advertiser got
really?
Banned. We can't push it anymore on YouTube.
Oh.
It was pretty nasty. There was some pretty nasty crap said in
it. I was going to say nasty things? Never.
But I was just thinking, boy, that'd be a great one for our trailer.
Yeah.
Vegemite. All purpose.
It is polished after.
And adding a spy reel.
Oh. All right, so, Rob.
What have I been playing?
What have you been playing, Rob? Besides with his kangaroos.
It came from space and ate our brains. It's a classic dual stick shooter, and it's got a nice graphical style. It's a very basic. You're gonna have to look it up just to get a good description of it. But it's 3D, but it is a very like kind of a pared down 3D graphical style. It's very dark. You have a flashlight, and basically aliens are being dropped from space, and they try to eat your brains and. You shoot them a lot, and it's fun. It's a really, I gotta say, it's not like, you know, some game-changing type of game, but it does things right, and that's kind of what you need in a dual-stick shooter. You just need it to do it right, and it's about as minimalist as you can get, and it's good. Solid game.
I want a platform.
It's on Windows.
It is a Windows platform. Okay. Yeah, I have not played it, so...
Well, I think it's on Mac.
Available on Steam?
Yeah, it's on Steam.
All right.
Wait. Mm. Did you say a name?
It came from space.
Oh, that is...
Yeah, that was the name.
I see you know,
say, like, the description of the game.
Oh, you're looking for something more,
no,
you know?
It did sound like the description. Yeah, because especially how he said it, too. Well, I thought he was, like, building it up.
Rob.
No, that's it. That's
what is the deep meaning between it came from space and ate our brain? Yeah, its name's Kitten, and its name is It Came From Space and Ate Our Brains, which is probably why it doesn't sell that well. I find that games that have a really long search string have a hard time. There's a lot of games that are named in a way that...
Yeah, you're right. Finding the actual copy of it is hard to do online.
Yeah, just because of the thing. Yeah.
All right, so
there's something I think we need to address, which I just
yeah, there is actually this week's humble bundle.
Have you guys seen it?
No. I hadn't until Tyler showed it to me.
Oh boy,
Rob,
oh,
take a look for me.
I'm hitting my phone.
Here, Rob. Yeah.
Look.
Oh yeah, bring it up, Rob, because you definitely want to bring up this week's humble bundle.
Nice.
It may be our favorite game of all time, Honey.
Holy
Pop.
Shit!
So, for those of you who haven't seen
if
our
you
episode,
I gotta go to 680 to get Honey Pop, son of a bitch!
Yeah, it's only 680, come on!
So, if you want to give to charity and give
I
to
mean,
yourself,
you don't already
buy the Humble God. Bundle.
Oh, God, yes.
Holy crap, it
so for those of
the Creeper Bundle.
Oh, I'm going with that. It's now called the Creeper Bundle. So, those of you who don't know, there's a game out called Honey Pop, which is a puzzle game out of, I assume it's out of Japan. With the most...
Or some weirdo's basement.
Weird sounds you've ever heard. So as you're solving these puzzles...
And play it for the gem matching, I swear.
Little anime women make all sorts of creepy, orgasmic sounds. as you get better and better at it, it's the weirdest thing you've ever played in your life.
Why is there nine?
Now, the reason you may ask, well, why would you know what this game is, Tom? Because we had an interesting experience. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, too. LAN festival where we're all in a very public space playing games via the network. And all of a sudden, in the back corner, you're, it's like, what the fuck are you doing on your computer? Somebody was playing Honey Pop, and it spread from there. So now we had multiple computers making all these weird, orgasmic anime sounds. It got strange really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a weird day.
I'm going to stick with my line that they should use for advertising. Give to charity and give to yourself.
But there's all this whole thing, though, is like Sakura Fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
most of them are from the same fucking publisher.
Like, all
it's
of
just
these.
Like,
it's
just like, hey, one guy.
Right. Oh, you
guys
kidding?
Yes, have
is.
You read the?
Oh, that's
Have you read these comments? Wait, I want to start with.
Okay, read the comments.
All right, you know, Humble Bundle lets you make comments about the games,
right,
and it'll display the latest one.
Sure.
All right. I'm trash, and this game is exactly what I needed.
Okay, that's a good comment.
Yeah. Every day we stray further from God's light. from regret.
That means he played it.
Yeah.
Sakura Santa from this anime girl holding her giant breast with a candy cane in between them. So, it could get worse.
It could definitely get worse. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's like Honey Pop came out, and then this Sakura entity comes along and goes, How are you all not just doing this? Let's do it worse.
Well, another thing we're going to shoot. So, if you haven't seen this this week's Humble Bundle yet, or as Ty likes to call it, the
Give to Charity and Give to Yourself
Bundle, you should go check out Humble Bundle this week.
Plus, the soundtrack is on here, and if you beat the average, you get the soundtrack.
Oh. It's a bunch of girls moaning.
It's got to be Humble Bundle was.
Great. We're driving down the road, just listening.
Just that crank, windows down.
Yeah. Nice summer soundtrack.
Dad, what are we listening to?
Earmuffs.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. All right, Rob. I think we've beaten this to death. Let's take us out.
Oh, something will be beaten, all right?
Hopefully not to death. That may be.
Just a little chafing.
That's what the Vegemite's for.
Right. Oh. Grand Tagged episode.
Bought him back around.
Uncle Ruckus is all-purpose Vegemite.
This episode brought to you by Vegemite.
All-purpose Vegemite.
You think we can get sponsored?
I'm hoping.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Hi, Rob.
So, I mean, there's no wood. No one else is buying it.
Crikey. Before we get any further off the rails, Rob, quick, put that thing to death. It's a mercy killing, Rob. It's a mercy
killing. It is a mercy killing. If you enjoyed the amazingly deep content that you heard on this podcast.
So deep.
Check
Vegemite
out www.guysgamesandbeer.net. If you think you should interact with us, oh, that's a great idea.
Don't
www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer, where we talk about crazy crap all day. Did you read this comment about the fake clone we put up?
Which one?
Here's shown the dirty American pig dog surrendering when the cool baby infiltrates her Wi-Fi and China is victorious. Great comments like that are the thing you're missing if you're not on our Facebook channel.
It's
Facebook page, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Of course, you can check us out at Twitter, @guysgamesbeer, where we give away free games just to bribe you into
damn straight
up with the crap that we post up there, too. Every episode, of course, when it's done, gets posted there. That's a good thing to check out, usually on Fridays, sometimes on Thursdays, if you're really lucky. Guess what it's going to be this week, huh?
Honey Pop, you are all getting a copy.
Free Honey Pop! Oh, that's a good idea.
Now you're stealing
from
the Honey Pop.
The Hubba Bubba.
All right.
Okay, finally, there is something else, wasn't there? YouTube? No. No,
no,
no. iTunes. Yeah.
No,
nice games of beer. I'm pretty much every
podcast. I think our next live event is hopefully going to be at
GameholeCon, unless something changes. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll talk about it more when we get closer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's
going to
come
up.
That's
going to be a good one.
Hell yeah.
Going to be a big one this year, guys.
Maybe it'll be 60 degrees again. That'd be nice.
Oh, it's freaking awesome last night. Yeah,
so good.
Thank you, global warming.
Yeah, no kidding.
And thank you for watching, guys. Games and beer. Yeah. We really appreciate you watching. And
tonight's episode has literally brought tears to my eyes.
And
not necessarily in a good way. Continue!
This is good stuff.
Vegemite can help with that.
Good stuff.
All purpose.
All purpose.
All right. Say goodbye, Rob.
Bye.
Bye.